Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you for another day to know you and make you known in Jesus' name. Amen. Good morning, beloved. Psalm 101. Our reading this morning, and it's verses 3 and 4.
I will not set before my eyes anything that is worthless. I hate the work of those who fall away. It shall not cling to me. A perverse heart shall be far from me. I will not know nothing of evil.
Hallelujah. It's so beautiful. We at one time knew so much about evil, and in knowing so much of evil, we're also seduced and we're evil ourselves. It talks about that, the adulterer, the immoral, the homosexual, the fighter, the grumbler will not inherit the kingdom of God. And such were some of us. But praise God, we were washed. We were justified. We were cleansed through this Jesus Christ and through the Spirit. And so it's so important now to just keep our focus, knowing that we were taken out of darkness into the kingdom of the living God. And yes, we were taken into the kingdom, and we were in the baby room, as far as certain truth and the goodness of God, we will always be babies, always be children, always learning, so that we and allowing Him to do that, because it's no good going claiming and framing things, and then they it many of them can be good. It can be things that are out there for your life, but it's so important. You want the daily necessities, today's word, today's sufficiency, so that you can be relevant. It could be relevant that, and that would be relevant to what is the test that you're going to face today, and so you stay in tune with God. He's feeding you, so, and opening your eyes of your understanding, so as to know Him better, to experience Him, and then also to share Him with others. So praise God, we've come out of this world, and what also just comes to mind, we must know, or it's good to know, what were the main beasts. I mean, the beast that took hold of us, that demon, made us, that's who we thought we were, whether it was a love of money, a love of fighting, grumbling, or depression, whatever it took hold of us. But now in Jesus, we are new creations. And so answers for those problems, that lies, that deception that you believe, is so relevant. Because I know when I just came out of the kingdom, I believe very much I'm a fighter, because my dad was one, my Uncle Peter is in charge of karate in Africa. I followed in their footsteps, and when I came out, those I had to believe what God says, not what I believed. And I had to believe I'm a man of peace now. I don't overcome evil with evil, I overcome evil with good. And so my first few years, I experienced a lot of being tested by similar spirits, people with a similar spirit that I would have enjoyed to fight with in the old days. And I had to overcome it with humbling myself, looking to the Lord, and getting His answers. So the encouragement is just stay developing on schedule. You know what you've come out of. You know the answers to the deception that embraced you. And now just always His mercies are new every morning. Be encouraged every day to know those things will always be a temptation to you, because that devil that was once at home with you is not in the lake of fire yet. He's still out there. Amen. The Bible says he's out there and he's shooting his darts at you. And that's what the army is. The army is consciously being aware of the goodness, the salvation, the walk, the talk, the goodness of God, the salvation that's available. and not allowing the deception to take hold of you again. And another thing I can just think about, and I just see it as such a battle with a brother that I know. If you love money, money is the root of all evil. And you need to watch the people that love money. You think, oh, here's a freebie here. They're giving out this present, or they're giving these TVs, and they get your number, and you fall into that trap because you're seeking. You think money is what you need. You don't need money. You need God. You need the Almighty. You need His plan. You need His destiny. And yeah, and through that wrong desires, you fall into traps, and they get your banking details, and next minute there goes all your money. Or you fall into these pyramid schemes. That's the latest one now. You don't want to, guys. You want to just stay with the Lord. He is the one that makes you rich. Rich in your thinking, rich in your speaking, rich in your understanding of the goodness. That scripture is so relevant. You have escaped the corruption. And it says, through these great and precious promises, you now partake of the divine nature. So you don't want to go back in any way. You just want to go forward. And then the beautiful promises says, the path of the righteous as the sun that rises. It gets brighter and brighter. So you're pushing on into the brightness, taking hold of that, why, that which Jesus, the Father, the Holy Spirit has taken hold of you for, your destiny, your purpose, to be a light in the darkness, a river in the desert, a shadow of a great rock in a weary land. Amen.
Amen.